South Dakota real estate headlines. South Dakota property records search, new tool for owner info, deeds, and permits. PropertyChecker.com has launched a South Dakota-specific portal for searching property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in SD can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to property records that previously required multiple county searches. Bookmark https://southdakota.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines, SD Department of Revenue updates property tax resources for professionals. The South Dakota Department of Revenue provides information on property taxes that individuals can access through its website. Real estate professionals need accurate property tax information to advise clients on assessments, appeals, and transaction costs across South Dakota. Bookmark htor.sd.gov/individuals/taxes/property-tax/ for current SD property tax guidance to share with buyers and sellers. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines, SD Register of Deeds Essentials updated for real estate value and deed transfers. The South Dakota Department of Revenue has published essential guidance for registers of deeds covering real estate value, deed transfers, and sequence numbers. Real estate professionals in SD rely on accurate deed recording and transfer processes to ensure clear title and smooth closings. Review the full Register of Deeds Essentials at dor.sd.gov/government/registration-of-deeds/ to stay current on recording requirements. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. South Dakota Real Estate Commission's What SD Pros Should Expect in 2024. A new guide breaks down everything you need to know about South Dakota Real Estate Commission rates and the factors that affect them this year. Understanding current commission structures helps SD agents and brokers price services competitively and set clear client expectations. Review the full commission breakdown at https://www.redfin.com/blog/South-Dakota-Real-Estate-Commission/. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. Permit Velocity publishes SD Building Permits Guide for Contractors and Design Professionals. Permit Velocity has released a concise guide covering South Dakota's decentralized building codes, architect requirements, and local permit processes. Real estate professionals in SD need to understand local permit timelines and requirements to accurately assess project feasibility and closing schedules. Review the full guide at the source URL to stay current on SD's local permit landscape. South Dakota Real Estate Updates. Hand County Assessor's Office, key resource for SD property valuations. The Hand County Assessor's Office provides property assessment services through its departmental webpage. Accurate county-level assessments directly impact property valuations, tax liabilities, and transaction pricing for real estate professionals working in Hand County and across SD. Bookmark the Hand County Assessor's Office page for quick access to assessment records and valuation data. https://handcountysd.gov/departments/assessors-office/. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1, performed before purchase, establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, 4 documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study: is the association underfunded? The most recent 2 annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.